Warm welcome to the wonderful world of 88FM to my guest today, Chris Snagger. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, afternoon, Dave. Thanks for having us on your show and warm welcome to your guests.
Yeah, absolute pleasure to have you here. Now, your name is kind of a bit like mine in a way that people pronounce it in lots of different ways. So you're just missing an R to make it Snagger officially.
That is correct, Joe. It's Snagger without the R, yeah.
Where does it come from?
Probably a little bit of German, yeah. My dad was German. Yeah.
Oh, that's as good as you speak in Deutsch, huh?
No.
You
not.
Don't, do you? Now, but you're a little bit impressed with me now, aren't you?
I am.
Deutsch in der Schule gelernt seit wie... Stop it, Dave. Okay. Now then, Chris is chairman of the Lions Club of Amanzim Toti. I hope I've got your title correct.
Yes, chairman of the Lions Club of Amanzim Toti. Yeah, we're very blessed to have 21 members in our club, and we're obviously service driven. And obviously, our event on the 2nd of May, Saturday, is our biggest fundraiser, being the Highland Gathering.
It is. Now, just before we get there, tell us a bit about Lions. They've been around for like an eternity.
Yeah, they are the world's largest service organization. It was founded in 1958 by Melvin Jones. He's the founding father of Lions. He had a vision to help those less fortunate in Chicago. He was a businessman. And yeah, Lions was established in 1958. Currently, there are 1.4 million members around the world.
Wow.
And 53,000 Lion clubs, yeah. So it's a huge service organization.
And how does one get involved? And are you called a Lion? You're not. No, obviously not. how does one get involved and become part, let's put it this way, of the organization?
Okay, we're all volunteers. We obviously all have a normal 9-to-5 job. To become a Lion, it's obviously you kind of need a passion to serve your fellow man. And there are obviously many Lions clubs. Belito, we obviously have quite a large Lions club in Belito. We've got two clubs in Toti, obviously a Amanzim Toti Lions Club and Kingsborough Lions Club. And yeah, you just get invited to one of their meetings, and that's how your Lions journey starts, yeah, from the bottom, and you work your way up. Yeah.
Taking it one step further, what does it take for you to become a chairman?
We normally call you president of the club. You normally start right at the bottom, you work your way up.
Wow.
You've got different committees. And yeah, then you become the president with lots of responsibility, and yeah.
This is a man who'll work the whole weekend for nothing and get home at 2 a.m. Is that how you got the job, Chris, basically?
Yeah, just your soft heart and a passion to serve our fellow men, yeah.
Your wife is nodding her head. All right, but you guys do put an enormous amount of hard work in. Now, the Highland Gathering, it's how many years is this now?
Yeah, interesting. We were actually talking about it at our last committee meeting. It'll be the 58th running of the Highland Gathering. So it's the 58th year it's running, yeah.
I haven't done all of them, by the way. But I've done a few of them. And I was saying to you earlier on, truthfully, there's some events that I do, and it's kind of like, can I say it, take the money and run. And I'm not really having a good time. And I mean this wholeheartedly when I tell you that your event that I do, I absolutely adore it. It really, really is. There's so much to do. There's so much to see. And it really is a spectacular event.
Yeah, I know you have been involved, I think, probably 5 or 6 years.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, you're obviously the MC in the arenas. And it's obviously also a big draw card for us because the community knows you and understands you. And yeah. We appreciate what you do for our show as well. Yeah.
All right, take us through it. Okay. What's going to be happening on the day?
Right, so obviously it's our biggest fundraising. It's a Highland Gathering organized by Amanzim Toti Lions Club, powered by iHyundai Amanzim Toti. On Saturday, the 2nd of May, which is just around the corner. Gates open at 8 o'clock. It's in Hutchinson Park. Entry fee is 60 Rand for adults, 40 Rand for pensioners and scholars. And it's just a fun day for the family. So encouraging moms and dads, bring the whole family. There's tons and tons of stuff to do.
I remember last year, I lost count of how many vendors there were. I suppose people are sort of knocking at your door and begging to be there on the day.
Yeah, the show is obviously the main attraction would be the piping band competition. This year we're blessed to have 21 piping bands. Sure. And they come through, they're obviously all over the country, as far as Cape Town.
So they travel from Cape Town as well?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Good grief.
And the band competition starts at 8 in the morning with the juvenile bands, which is our scholar bands. And we also have a large arena, which you are emceeing. And those arena events start at 10 o'clock in the morning right through to about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah.
Do you know, we corrected something that was a problem a while ago. I think it was 2 or 3 years back, whereupon the band section was too close to the main field where I am. And there was a clash of noise between the two. And then the band section, I think, now has been moved a little bit further away, hasn't it?
That's correct. The bands do their pipe competition on the rugby field.
Yeah.
And the soccer field is obviously where the arena event takes place during the day from 10 o'clock. Yeah.
So there's no clash at all now, which is great.
No, definitely not, yes.
And you have judges. It's all very Larnian, very official. You have judges coming in to judge the bands, and there's trophies and all kinds of stuff. What time is the prize giving eventually for the band competition?
Obviously, the highlight of the competition is the mass band, which ends the whole festivity of the piping competition. That is at 5 o'clock. Which is a spectacular event. Obviously, as the sun is setting, the 22 bands obviously do a mass band through the rugby field and back, which obviously includes a prize giving, where they obviously elect the championship band of the event.
Must be very prestigious then.
It is. Last year, Transvaal Scottish obviously took the honours, so they're going to be trying to defend their title this year again. Yeah.
Chris, what makes the difference? What makes a winner? I mean, I'm a footballer through and through, so this I could never judge, you know, a band competition. What makes the winner stick out above the rest?
I think it's probably much like an athlete. Whatever work you put into, they obviously come to band practice 3 or 4 times a week. So, yeah, obviously what they put in is the end result, what they'll obviously achieve on the day of the competition. So, yeah, they're really dedicated group of individuals, we're happy to be hosting them on Saturday, yes.
Okay. Fully licensed, of course. There's live music at the beer tents, and there's a few of them this year. Mr. Vix is there, Hagar Blue, the Tian Rivers Band, Parable 15. They're great. I've seen them before. They're there this year. And the Keegan Troy Band as well. So they're playing late, in fact. They start at 8:45. And I think that the event goes on legally licensed till, is it midnight, Chris, I think?
We're going to close our bar at 10:30. That's obviously where the bylaws we've
famous,
been told. Yes.
Famous last words.
But yes, we have two nice bars. We've got the Piper's Bar on the rugby field, and then we've got the Highlands Tavern, which is the main bar. And as you said, we've obviously got music right through the day. There's obviously entertainment to keep the crowds there and everything.
Sure.
And there's, as you said, a great lineup of musicians, yes.
All right, now there's plenty of food, let me tell you. Okay. My goodness, I put on about 4 kgs every time I do this. You know, gym on Monday, not. But anyway, on the main stage, that's where I'll be. Do you want to go through that, or shall I do it? Tell us who's there.
You can go through. Just something different this year is we've obviously got ET Security doing our obedience and dog show.
Oh, great. I love that.
And then a highlight from last year was the Crocworld reptile, non-venomous reptile show. But Joe, you're welcome just to quickly go through it because you are the MC. You probably know the program better than I do.
So with the dog show, do you think I can get my mother-in-law in one of those suits where the dog chases her and brings her down? What do you think? Is that a possibility? We can look at that.
We can speak to your Mr. Locker from ET. I'm sure he'll oblige you. Yes.
Okay. Now, line dancing is always popular there. I think it's the same ladies that have been there for years and years and years that are going to be doing that. The Toti High Choir here, something to look forward to. We've got the Miss Highland Gathering with Renier. He looks after the show, and I think that starts around about 2:30. Crocworld are there. Non-venomous snakes. ET, you've sort of talked about. Rhythmic Dance Studio. The Double Beat Drum Studio. Fusion. Rhythmic Gymnastics. It's all there, isn't it?
No, it's going to be, as I say, it's a great day for the family. There's a bit of everything. On the arena side, and then for the ladies that want to shop, you are so spoiled because there's over 250 flea markets, and if you need something to eat, we've got over 60 food stalls, from curry to crocodile steaks to Greek food to Bunny chows.
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
Crocodile steak and make it snappy. But anyway, and plenty to drink, and it is licensed as well, as Chris says. I know Natalie looks after me. She's a wonderful lady, so she's listening at the moment. I can't wait to see you. And also Len Heine, my good friend, is putting it. Do you know Len? He's putting in all the sound.
Yes,
and
Len does the sound for
and
us.
He's wearing, wearing a kilt on the day as well. He's into all that kind of stuff. So I look forward to seeing Len as well. Chris, it's been great. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just to end off, is obviously something new this year. We've got Sapphire Coast Media, which they are going to do a live stream. It's going to be broadcast on YouTube, which is a first for the event. So the piping band competition will be live streamed on YouTube. The event itself, there will be interviews the whole day. And also just for the petrol heads, we have 8 car dealers on the day, from Toyota to Suzuki to Hyundai, Mahindra, Ford, Alpine Motors. So they're obviously spoiled for choice. And then we just encouraged everyone to support this event. Obviously, the community, all funds raised on the day will be put back into charity, which is, obviously it's needed.
Fantastic.
It goes back into our community.
Chris, what is your target for Saturday? What kind of figure do you think you're looking at? Profit, when everybody's been paid?
Well, we're hoping to get around probably about 10,000-12,000 people through our gates. Obviously, we've tried to keep the price reasonable. We haven't increased the price from last year.
Sure.
And, we're hoping to make probably around about, I'd say, in excess of about 300,000 on the day.
Blimey, I'm just about to faint. That's a huge amount of money, but, it's a huge amount of work to make that happen. So, and we will. We'll definitely hit that figure. Chris, I look forward to seeing you on Saturday. And, we're going to smash it.
All right. Thanks for your time, Dave. And thank you for having me on the station. We'll see you on Saturday.
Absolute pleasure. Have a safe drive back to Toti.
Thank you.